it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I think if I saw it right, so yesterday was the two-year anniversary of the Mets' combined no-hitter, I believe. And if it wasn't yesterday, then it was Sunday, but right around there. And then you had Luis Severino went out last night at Citi Field and was putting up zeros through seven innings. Had a no-hitter into the eighth. Dansby Swanson broke it up with a soft single, a little line drive flare over Francisco Lindor.
And if he's not playing for the Braves, he's playing for the Cubs, he's killing us.
Yeah, I know.
That's fair.
I mean, when he came up, I was like, of course, this is going to be the guy. He has been a pain in the ass, and it was. Now, it wasn't like a double off the wall. It was
It was a flare. It was a dog fart. What was it?
No, duck
snort.
A duck snort.
Well, no.
Duck fart.
It's a duck snort. Kind of now become a duck fart.
Oh, man. Did this guy send me wrong information?
So they show you the run that scores. Mm-hmm. I'll play it for you because it's Joey Wendell at third base, first and third, and a man out, and he went for the double play with the infield in rather than going home.
Bush at third, Mervis at first, one out, we're in the eighth. Severino about to deliver pitch number 97. It's on the way, and it's a broken bat, roll it to third. Wendell up with it, fires to second, one, McNeil to first, not in time, and the tying run scores.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose with a call on WCBS 880. We'll get back to that play in just a moment. So the no-hitter was gone a couple of batters previous. Now the shutout's gone as well. Then you go to the ninth in a 1-1 game. You bring on Edwin Diaz, and he made a bad pitch.
3-1 pitch. Morrell hits it high in the air to deep left field. Nimmo going back at the wall, and it is gone. Over the Great Wall of Flushing beyond the 358 mark.
Made it 3-1 Cubs. Yeah. Cubs win 3-1. Howie Rose again on WCBS 880. Going back to Severino's outing, so eight innings, one run, one hit, five walks, five strikeouts, did walk a couple. Here was Carlos Mendoza, really thought he had a chance.
Yeah, I think he was after the sixth when he was at 70-some pitches. You know, I'm just like, okay, he's got a few pitches in the tank here. You know, we're going to go inning by inning, and he looked good, you know. But, you know, I think after the sixth, I look up and, you know, saw how many pitches he had, and thought he had a chance.
And saw the zeros on the board, too. Now, here was Wendell in terms of the play he made rather than come home for that first tying run that the Cubs would score.
Obviously, looked at the replay. We had him at home. I had an opportunity to get him at home, but I also felt I had an opportunity to, you know, end the inning, and that's the decision I made, and, you know, unfortunately, the wrong one.
Yeah, my bad, as they say. And then here was Severino, so he walks off the mound. Now, remember, prior in that inning, he got hit at first base in the back of the leg on a play he had to go cover for, but was okay, wound up pitching a little longer. He got
I'll tell you what, he looks good.
He looks phenomenal. He looks the guy like the guy from a few years ago.
He does, and he looks, to me, looks a little bit bigger than he was. I don't know if that's the uniform or what, but he looks great.
Well, here he was walking off to the standing ovation.
That's the thing about New York, you know. If you're doing good, you're going to get something like that. If you're doing bad, you're going to get a lot of boos. So they're straight to you, and I like that kind of thing about, you know, the fans. So, you know, every time I go out there and I do my job, it's going to be like that.
I didn't see the Giants start, but I think he had a no-hitter going into the fifth inning of that game, too. So it's like back-to-back.
Three starts in a row where he's been gone six innings or longer.
Yep, he's been outstanding, but the Mets do lose 3-1.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I cannot imagine elimination the way that this team has played at home and that crowd that the Knicks are losing this game tonight. I know desperation, you can't manufacture desperation, and the Sixers are going to have that because it's an elimination night for them, but I just cannot. Like, when you're standing there, if you go to this game tonight and you're standing there and the warm-ups and the video is playing and you're listening to the guys being introduced, you're going to say, there's no way they're losing. There's just no way that they're losing this game. The fans will be on their feet there the entire time. They took over Philadelphia. It's going to be a madhouse in there. And it's going to get to the point where, as I mentioned earlier, that the Sixers are going to get frustrated. They're going to get totally frustrated, and they're going to start doing things that are going to try to drag the Knicks down, and they got to put their head up high, take the high road, and just whoosh, go right into the second round. No more nonsense.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I mean, the only thing I can say is that I think Joel Embiid has got to be just, he hears everything. They all do.
Yeah.
And he's going to get serenaded tonight like you have no idea.
So the Stephen A. Smith, Devin Booker wants the Knicks thing. I mean, that's going to be an off-season discussion. But, you know, we're talking in the break and, you know, can it work if it were to come to that? Just for a second to talk about it, because we've talked plenty about Knicks and Sixers. And obviously we're locked in on that. And the Knicks and Leon Rose are not thinking about anything but what's going on right now. But if Jalen Brunson and Luka Doncic could work, and Jalen Brunson, who wanted to have Donovan Mitchell around, he thought that could work, then Jalen Brunson and Devin Booker could work too. You know?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I know that they, you know, there's positionless players, but we all know who's running the team. We all know who's making the decisions. And right now, 85 to 95% of the time, who has the ball in his hands? Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
And, you know, does Devin, I don't know. I don't watch enough Phoenix Suns basketball to know how much Devin Booker is, you know, the guy running the show out there. I know he's listed as a point guard, but it's 6'6". The two of them would be amazing together, I would think.
Yeah.
I would think they would be amazing together, and that would be an amazing thought. But, you know, you got to make the money work.
They were also talking about you in other places on the McAfee show with Adam Schefter as a guest.
Oh. Hell of a run, boom. Yeah.
Good work.
What are you doing, Chris?
You guys love it.
Wait, is Phil Simms also off?
Yeah,
I think so.
Thought I saw that.
Honestly, those two guys are legends, and they had an unbelievable run, and have great respect for both those guys. And Boomer's a personal friend. Love that guy. And mad respect for the careers in TV that they've had. Truly.
Hey, man, Boomer's at... Boomer's work ethic is one we're all striving for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But those two guys, end of an era.
Don't miss you, boy.
And we appreciate them getting to spend Sunday mornings with them. Legit, for shoot. Long time dedicated to football. Mm-hmm. We appreciate the hell out of that.
Well, wow. There you go. That's very nice. Thank you. Look at that. Yes.
Pretty good. Pretty good. So.
Yeah, maybe we'll go on the McAfee show and just start screaming at everybody.
How about Adam Schefter going with mad respect?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that. Street cred Adam Schefter.
Yeah, well,
mad respect for that ass.
With him in about a week.
Stupid. Now, you mentioned Dave Sims. That's why I'm going out of order here. So Sims texted you yesterday,
too? Yes, he did. Left me a nice voicemail as well. I remember I work with him every now and again on Westwood One Monday Night Football.